from CSUN 2011. This is Michael Off, and we caught up with David here from Revolution Graphite Canes. I believe some are even made here in California, if I'm correct.
Yeah, we're actually located right here in San Diego.
Oh, very good. Very, very local company.
Yeah, big benefit for us having the show move down to San Diego from Los Angeles.
So kind of talk about what's unique about the canes that you make.
You know, we started about 15 years ago. We had a blind friend come to us that was going through about 7 aluminum canes a year, and he said, "Hey, can you help me here? We're a carbon fiber company. We specialize in tubing." So it took us about a year. Kept playing with it, and then we got it to where he was having cars run over his cane and not breaking them. So he said, "Okay, we got a good product." So from there, we went into the cane manufacturing side of it and started putting out the Advantage Graphite Cane.
Okay, so let's explain which kind you have. I assume you have all different sizes, or what's unique about graphite versus other technologies.
With the prior to the graphite, you had predominantly aluminum. The problem with aluminum on the folding canes is that when you flex it, it takes a bend. And the more you bend it, the less it wants to line up and go back together. Graphite flexes and always comes back to straight. So it's either straight or it's broken. There's no in between with graphite. The joints always line up, and with it being graphite, we can take out any broken section and replace it with just a new single section. So you can always replace your cane.
And then talk about the different tips. You know, I never grew up and have yet to use one of the roller tips, but a lot of benefits keeping it getting caught in the concrete, the cracks in the sidewalk, and so forth. So talk about the different tips.
Yeah, we started out with our high wear pencil tip. And then the demand for the roller tip just kept growing. Now it's actually our most popular tip. We do use a different plastic than nylon. It probably wears 5 times longer than nylon. So there's extremely high wear. We offer the metal glide tip. We offer the roller tip. Our teardrop shape, which is a little larger, so it doesn't get caught in cracks and crevices. And then obviously the roller tip. The tips are easily changeable. Normally, everything is shipped with the pencil tip. Then they are easily changeable. They're a pressure fit. We apply a little bit of heat, and it's easy to pop them on and off, switch them out.
So what is the weight of the graphite cane versus aluminum?
It's about 20% lighter. That saves quite a bit of wear and tear. We start with our kids' canes down in the 24-inch size. Our standard is 2-inch increments up to 60, but we can make any size you need. We've gone up to 70 inches.
Okay, and then, of course, it's always a personal preference. If you're old school like me and like the cane here at the sternum, and then others like it up to the armpit.
You need to know what size is best for you, but if you do order a cane, the size is right, you send it back to us, we swap it out for you.
Very good. And what's the typical price range here? Obviously, it varies, 24 versus 60, but what are we talking about?
No, we average out the price, so all of the folding canes, the 5-section folding canes, are $33.20. No matter what size it is, the kids below 34, we do have a discount price for the kids' canes. And then our rigid cane, I believe, is 22. And then we also have our ID cane, which is getting a lot more popularity. It's a 7-section, 5/16 diameter, so it actually does really, truly fit in your pocket, and it weighs next to nothing. Let me grab one real quick.
Yeah, I like to see that. I've never seen one 7 sections. I was always kind of... Oh,
it's wow. Excellent for confined areas when you're trying to get around, but you don't need the durability of being outside. It is quite strong. We have people that do use it as a daily cane, but we don't recommend it. This, it only has a single bungee running down it.
Yeah, I was going to ask that's a good heavier quality bungee.
The vibration you're feeling, since there's only one cord running down the cane, you're actually feeling the cord inside vibrating.
Oh, okay.
You're not feeling the joints.
So the cane itself is not giving.
No,
I can tell that, folks. It is very sturdy.
Yeah.
It's not going to go anywhere. Wow, I like this. This is much thicker, much thinner, I should say.
I'm going to pull it down real quick, and then you can drop it in your pocket. And see that this is actually a long one. This is 58 inches.
Right, that's 58. Wow, very small, folks. I like this. Much nicer. Fits all the way in the pocket. No protrusion. Yeah, you could walk up and someone wouldn't even know. They'd say, "What is that in your pocket? You're just glad to see me." But you can't even, it's not even protruding from my pocket. That's nice. I do like that, actually.
And that is 58 inches. So as you get down to the 46 and 48, it's even smaller.
A little better design than the old school aluminum that I have.
Yeah.
And how much are the tips then? You want to?
On those, the tips are $2. Our standard 5-section, larger, heavy-use cane. The roller tips are $13. If we anything we install on the cane, we reduce it by $2 because we're taking the other tip off. So our teardrop and our metal are $4.75, and then our standard pencil tip, I believe, is $2.75.
What is your website?
Our website is advantagecanes.com.
And what is the phone number people want to call you here in San Diego area?
1-800-382-5132.
All right, David. Very good. I would check these out, folks. They look very sturdy, high quality, and lighter, very portable, pocket size if you want to go 7. I always thought when you had more pieces that made it either less sturdy, but that depends on how it's put together.
Yeah, the beauty of the graphite is you get the stability out of it.
So check it out, advantagecanes.com. Thanks a lot, David. Broadcasting from CSUN 2011 for Cerro Talk, this is Michael Off.